This is an actual self-hypnosis session, and I'd like to cover 3 points before we start. First of all, don't listen to this track while driving, operating machinery, or in fact doing anything other than sitting or lying still with your eyes closed, and preferably while listening through headphones. Second, don't expect to feel hypnotized, so just expect to feel relaxed. And if you need to shift your body position to be more comfortable or to attend to an emergency, you'll be able to do so easily and instantly. You are in control.
And third, your mind may drift from time to time. Some of the time, you may be paying attention to what we say. Other times, your mind may be off, thinking other things. That doesn't matter at all, because you can rest assured that your subconscious mind is getting all of the suggestions that you need to get. So there's nothing you need to do. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy listening to the CD.
With repeated listening to the CD, you will find that your stress levels in everyday life diminish drastically, and your enjoyment of life increases dramatically at the same time. We recommend several listenings per week for best results. Go ahead, close your eyes, and take a deep breath. And I'm now going to count from 21 down to 1. And as I do, you will find that with each and every count, you're allowing yourself to become more and more deeply relaxed. And when I reach the count of 1 and say the words, "Relax now," you will then find that you instantly enter into a very deep sleep. And by the word sleep, I mean a sleep of the nervous system. And every time I say the words "now" or "deeper and deeply relax," you immediately allow yourself to double the relaxation you presently have in your body. It will be as if you feel as though you're doubling the relaxation you presently have in your body, always going deeper automatically.
21. Now just send your mind all the way to the bottom of your feet. You are now allowing this wonderful feeling of relaxation to flow all the way up and down, just allowing your feet to become very comfortable and very relaxed.
20. You're now allowing this wonderful relaxation to flow from the feet up into your ankles.
19. From your ankles, now going up all the large and small muscles of your legs, on up into your knees.
18. And you now feel and find this wonderful relaxation just moving from your knees and up into your thighs.
17. From your thighs on up into your hips, taking care of your breathing now, breathing free and easy.
16. From your hips now on up into your abdomen, and with every breath you breathe out, you're going deeper and deeply relaxed. Want it to happen. Allow it to happen now.
15. You're now going to allow this wonderful flow of relaxation to flow up the large and small muscles of your back, allowing those back muscles to go completely relaxed, just like a loose, limp rag doll.
14. Now allow this wonderful relaxation to flow up into your shoulders.
13. Now up and over your shoulders and go down into your chest. That wonderful, comfortable feeling. And with every breath that you exhale, you're going even deeper and deeply relaxed.
12. You're relaxing more with each and every beat of the heart.
11. You are now allowing this wonderful feeling of relaxation to flow down the muscles of your arms and into your elbows.
10. From your elbows now through the muscles of the forearms, down into your wrists.
9. Moving from your wrists into your hands and across the large knuckles on the back of your hands, and then right on out at the end of your fingertips.
8. It's such a wonderful, comfortable feeling. Now, with every breath you breathe out, your body just keeps on relaxing, deeper and deeply relaxed.
7. You're now allowing this wonderful feeling of relaxation to flow up all of the large and small muscles of your neck.
6. From your neck, now coming up and over your head, and down into your forehead.
5. All the muscles of your eyelids relaxing.
4. All the muscles around your eyes relaxing.
3. All of the muscles in your cheeks relaxing.
2. All the muscles of your jaw relaxing. And with every breath you breathe out, your entire body is loose and limp, heavy and relaxed.
1. Relax. Now deeper and deeply relax now, all the way into drowsy slumber. Everything now just slowing down. Slow, slower, and slowest now, hearing the voice coming in, a voice fading out, and just allowing yourself to drift deeper and deeply all the way now, deeper relaxed, deeply relaxed.
And day by day, in every conceivable way, you're becoming increasingly more able to handle all those situations that previously elicited stress, tension, and anxiety. In doing this, you find yourself following certain guidelines. You no longer fall back or resort to irrational behavior and/or habit-forming substances. You now know that irritability, shouting, fuming and carrying on do little to alleviate the tension and are often counterproductive. And when you consider the potential for harm such irrational behavior carries for relationships with friends or family, you must bear the brunt of your attacks. In addition, you resolve not to seek solace in the increased consumption of tobacco, alcohol, or drugs, since these only add physical injury to an already strained body and mind. And you're also realizing now that the danger is not in the stressful situation or experience, but rather in your individual reaction to it. Stress is precipitated by any change in the life situation, whether that change is positive or negative.
Since change is an immutable fact of life, then it naturally follows that so is stress. However, we definitely do have a choice in the way we react to these life situations. The key to handling stress and tension is in recognizing your own stress signals and then taking some positive steps. although these signals are often not as clear as you might wish them to be, they can be recognised if a close watch is kept. Some common signals are irritability, increased smoking or drinking, insomnia, uncharacteristic physical or mental errors, so-called dumb mistakes, physical tension, nervous tics.
More and more you're beginning to be able to recognize your own stress signals and take definite actions to counteract them. At the first sign of these signals, you resolve to withdraw a bit, to take stock of the situation and your reactions to it. You're also beginning to locate and be aware of the sources that cause stress in your life. You're making time to take a close and critical look at your personal relationships with people, both important and seemingly unimportant in your life. And you include friends, family, employers and employees, neighbors, and even casual acquaintances in your observations.
You will also find yourself looking inward and examining yourself. You're asking yourself some hard and searching questions, such as, do I make unreasonable demands upon myself and those around me? Am I inflexible in my decisions? Am I too rigid in my philosophy of life? You realise that you can minimise stress by learning to accept, to live with, and to take responsible views of your limitations. You're learning to be realistic in your responses to the repeated stress situations you find yourself in. If you can, you change the situation by talking to and negotiating with the other person or persons causing or contributing to the stress. If the situation cannot be changed, then you accept the fact.
There is no written or unwritten law of the universe that says that this person should not or must not do whatever it is that he or she is doing which distresses you. It would be nice if they didn't, but since they are, and if they're determined not to change, then you must decide what is more important to you, the advantages of the job, person, relationship, or whatever the life situation may be, or the potentially disadvantageous effects to your physical or emotional well-being, whatever that may be. You're also beginning to realize that there is no written or unwritten law of the universe that says that you must or have to react to the situation in the way that you do. You do have a choice.
The choices may not always be attractive ones, and they may indeed be the lesser of two evils. But there is a choice. Depending upon the situation, you may then feel it more advantageous to leave it. If the stress and tension it causes you are greater than the reasons for staying, you are also acquiring confidence in your ability to make these decisions. Once you have made a decision, you can rest content in the knowledge that you have made a wise decision. You dismiss it from your mind. You are acquiring confidence in your ability to make decisions wisely.
You also resolve to get adequate exercise and recreation. Studies have shown that people who engage in regular exercise tend to enjoy better health, sleep better, and are generally better able to cope with the stresses and tensions of everyday living. Day by day, you become more and more successful in bringing positive happy, relaxing thoughts into your mind, you accept more and more strongly that you are responsible for your emotions, that you decide whether you will be happy or miserable, or tense or relaxed. It's not external events that make you happy or sad, relaxed or stressful, but the attitude you take to these events. With ever-increasing frequency, you're able to accept people and things as they are, seeing that compromise and reasonable solutions are both necessary and possible. More and more, you find yourself substituting the habit of relaxation for the habit of stress. For it is a fact that the human mind and body cannot be both stressed and relaxed at the same time. And should you ever find yourself in a stressful or a trying situation, and let's face it, we all do at times, you'll find it possible to relieve the stress and tension easily and naturally. And to help you with this, you're going to learn a simple but powerful technique. Should you ever find yourself in a stressful or trying situation, all you have to do is take a deep breath, and if the circumstances permit, close your eyes. And as you exhale, picture and imagine yourself as calm, peaceful, and deeply relaxed as you are now. And then, to reinforce this relaxation, you say or think to yourself 5 times the word calm. Then you take another deep breath, exhale, and go about your business. And as you do this, you immediately begin to relax. Stress, tension, and anxiety just fade away and are immediately replaced by calmness, confidence, relaxation, assuredness, and poise. Now, as you continue to drift on, down and down, deeper and deeper, relaxing more and more, you're realizing, both consciously and unconsciously, that day by day, you're becoming increasingly more able to handle all those situations that previously elicited stress, tension, and anxiety. And you're doing this so naturally, day by day, in every conceivable way.
To make this possible, you'll find yourself following these guidelines. First of all, you recognize that in order to successfully conquer a foe, we must first be able to recognize that foe. More and more, you are beginning to be able to recognize and become acutely aware of your own particular and individual stress signals. And as time passes, you are successful at recognizing them earlier and earlier in any given stress situation. You also admit openly and honestly that you are experiencing stress. You do this with 3 simple words that you either think to yourself or say aloud. These words are, "I feel stress." Recognition and acceptance now quickly leads to positive action to manage and alleviate the stress.
Since the opposite of stress is relaxation, you now find yourself more and more substituting the habit of stress for the habit of relaxation. And to help you with this, I'm now going to learn another very simple but powerful technique. Should you ever find yourself in a very stressful or trying situation, take a deep, lung-filling breath, and if circumstances permit, close your eyes. Take another deep breath, and let it out slowly, and then picture and imagine yourself somewhere you enjoy being. A favorite place you find to be particularly relaxing. You then let yourself experience this place in your imagination, using all the senses that are appropriate and applicable.
For example, suppose your favorite place is the seashore. In your imagination, you might see a stretch of sparkling white sand. Hear the waves as they break on the shore, and listen to the soft cries of the seagulls as they circle lazily overhead. Feel the soft, warm sand beneath your feet, the sun drenching your body in a warm glow. Taste the salt air on your lips. Smell the aroma of the sea. You will then allow a wave of relaxation to wash over your entire body, from the top of your scalp to the very tips of your toes, relaxing every muscle, nerve, fiber, and bone in between. This brings with it feelings of emotional tranquility, serenity, and profound peace, as all stress and tension drifts away, like tiny leaves falling from a tree in the fresh breeze of an autumn day. Now, your mind will accept what I'm about to present you with, as if it was actually happening.
I'd like you to picture and imagine yourself in a particularly trying situation, one that would normally make you feel uptight and create feelings of tension and anxiety. You know what happens at times like these. You start to get tense, you start to lose control over yourself, you lose that peaceful, contented feeling, becoming very anxious, becoming very irritated. Because your imagination right now is very, very good, you might even be experiencing some of these unpleasant feelings at this very moment, and if you do, then that's perfectly okay. Now then, I'd like you, in the midst of all that stress and tension, to picture and imagine yourself using the relaxation technique you just learned, noticing now how the feelings of peace, calm, and relaxation just wash over you, smoothing away all the stress, the tension and the anxiety, noticing how all around you people might be uptight, but you are very controlled, very calm, very peaceful.
Whatever degree of control or calmness you desire is yours. And you now realize that you cannot reason or rationalize or logic stress and tension away at the time it is happening. You can, however, imagine it away. Peacefully imagine it away. That doesn't mean that you can't react when something happens. Of course, you can be very alert. but to be anxious and not to be calm about things would only be defeating your efficiency. So for you to be a more efficient individual, you will find yourself becoming a more peaceful, calm, and relaxed individual. And your marvellous ability to let go of stress and tension grows stronger and stronger with each and every passing day.
You've done very well today. You're beginning to realize and understand that in reality, hypnosis is simply a learning experience, a very powerful learning experience that has helped you today. And yet, you want to keep learning. You want to keep progressing. You want to keep accomplishing. There are so many areas of your life that you still want, that you still need to learn. Although you've only been relaxing here for a moment or so, it is already beginning to feel as though you are moving ahead. I'm going to count from one up to five, and as I count up, you're going to feel wonderful, and you're going to want to keep advancing, you're going to want to keep learning, you're going to want to keep progressing. One, you've truly enjoyed these last few minutes, and you know that you've begun the very process of learning and accomplishing. You're now becoming an inspiration to men and women alike.
Two, feeling good with what you've done already. You want to keep moving ahead. It is beginning to feel as if you've discovered something truly wonderful. This is your discovery and can be shared with you in any way you choose, at any time you want.
Three, beginning to feel as though these last couple of moments have truly been one of the best investments of your entire life, feeling very, very pleased with what you've accomplished here today with the use of hypnosis.
Four, you're beginning to move ahead now with confidence, learning, accomplishing and succeeding, breathing deeper, breathing easier, coming back, coming up.
And five, eyes open, take a nice deep breath, a nice, deep, easy breath. Feeling fully alert and feeling fully back in the room, conscious mind wide awake and fully alert.